This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. It's one damn story after another with the same damn conclusion. Remove the dams. Most recently, according to U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, is U.S. Senator Patty Murray, Governor Jay Inslee, and now the president appear to be cherry-picking information from recent dam removal reports that support their agenda.
One thing that is changing in this whole dam story is that the rhetoric is louder than ever. Now it's not just coming from our U.S. senator or our state governor, but now it's coming from the White House too. And truly the stakes are high and the situation is as critical as it's been in a long time.
As long, Newhouse says, as it fits their narrative.
Cherry picking is exactly the right term. Since we're in cherry season, I think that's apropos. But science was the casualty here. They're very selective on what science to include in this report.
Missing in the reports, Newhouse says, is the higher salmon returns in recent years.
Those were conveniently left out of any of this report, which really begs the whole question. What are we trying to accomplish here? Is it truly to save salmon? Is it truly to increase the numbers of salmon? Or is the goal here just to breach dams?
Tune in tomorrow for more on these recent dam breaching reports and the politics at play.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.